Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Bonjour et merci à vous de m'écouter. Je m'appelle Harry, je suis anglais, je vis à Dublin, Irlande, et je vous propose d'apprendre l'anglais avec moi. Je vais vous lire un texte deux fois, puis je vous expliquerai les mots ou expressions difficiles. Allez, on y va.
Hi there, this is Harry, and welcome back to our English podcast where I'm trying to help you understand English grammar rules, and try to help you to speak and perhaps write better English for your communication. Okay, so the next sentence I have for you is again on political issues. This is actually a story about Italian politics, just for a change, going around Europe. And recently the Italian Prime Minister resigned, and now the two parties, have come together again to try and form a government, and it looks like it will be accepted. Okay, so here's the first reading. The two parties, traditionally staunch rivals, have been holding tense talks following the collapse of the previous coalition government last week. Okay, so two parties have come together. They're two parties from different ends of the political spectrum, so they've different ideologies, but in an effort to try and prevent a political crisis, another political crisis in Italy, they have come together and have had difficult negotiations, but appear to have found some grounds for agreement where they can form a coalition. And a coalition is a combination of one or more parties to form a government. Okay, so let me read it a second time. The two parties, traditionally staunch rivals, have been holding tense talks following the collapse of the previous coalition government last week. Okay, so in terms of grammar here, we've got a really good example of the present perfect continuous. Have been holding tense talks. Have been holding. Present perfect continuous. So that suggests that it is something that is ongoing. Okay, it started sometime recently in the past. It could have been 2 months, 2 weeks, or something like that. And it brings it right up to present and is continuing, because we have the continuous format, is continuing now as we speak, or as this particular newspaper article was written. So we can say have been holding. Okay, so what have they been holding? They've been holding talks. Okay, so this is discussions between the two parties, but not just talks, they've been holding tense talks. So again, we've got a nice adjective here, tense, that would suggest that the discussions are not so easy. And they're not so easy because we are told at the beginning of the sentence that these two parties traditionally, so here we've got the use of an adverb, traditionally, meaning in the past or over the past, they are rivals, yeah? So they don't have the same point of view. And not only are they rivals, they are staunch rivals, meaning very hard, very tough, or very much set in stone, something that has lasted quite a number of decades or generations. So the two parties, traditionally staunch rivals, have been holding tense talks. And when did these talks take place? Well, these talks took place following, meaning after, following the collapse, meaning when the Italian government broke up because there were some arguments, and where the prime minister could not agree with his deputy or his finance minister, who were in different parties, and that particular coalition broke up and the government collapsed. Okay, so to collapse means to break up. So following the collapse of the previous coalition means the coalition before the one we are talking about now. Okay, but the previous coalition government last week. So only last week this problem arose. The coalition as it was then broke up, the government collapsed, and now these two parties, traditional enemies or rivals as it has stated, have formed what we believe to be another coalition government, and they are discussing that with the president of Italy as we speak. Okay, so this is really hot topic and very current and very relevant. So let me read it one more time. The two parties, traditionally staunch rivals, have been holding tense talks following the collapse of the previous coalition government last week. Okay, so a few words for pronunciation. Traditionally. Yeah, good. Staunch. Rivals. Tense. Collapse. Coalition. Excellent. Okay, you try those. And again, thanks for listening. And as always, if you want to join me, you can do so www.englishlessonviaskype.com or on my personal email hc.englishlanguage@gmail.com. I'll always get back to you. Okay, thanks for listening. Join me again soon.